Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
In 2019, the sex show was a sexified one. On this show, I met a whole lot of people and I touched a whole lot of lives. Trust me, so many people's marriage changed. A lot of people had more sex than they've ever had ever since they got married. And I had those people who, on every Tuesday during my show, they were always having sex. It got to a point, I was angry and I said, no sex during my show. But hey, I would like to say thank you to everyone, for those who have had sex during my show, before my show, after my show, for those who had sex a day after my show, for those who got married via my show, for those who sent me messages and everything. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, this is 2020. A lot of us have gone to church, to wherever it is we believe in, and they've told you what this year is all about. But hey, you know how Soul Spike does her thing. What exactly is 2020? So for me and the sex show, yes, getting pleasure from every side and corner that it comes your way. Anyway, anywhere, anyhow. Take it out of the bedroom, get into it, get into the mood. Remember, it starts from the mind. So let me say once again, welcome to the sex show. And tonight we are going to be talking about setting goals for your sex life in 2020. Yeah, goals, right? Sex, it's not finance, it's not housing, it's not family, it's not a marriage, it's not sex. Don't worry, I'm going there. I've told you, you see, this year, we will change your mindset about sex. But hey, before I go on a break, please do follow me at Sex Talk with Soul Spice or Sex Toys with Soul Spice. And at Versus Pop Central, the only TV that pops sex to your TV screen. Trust me. And for those who don't have DSTV or your friends, just tell them to go to the Pop Central app and get on live with us right away. There are no stories or excuses this year. I'm ready for you. So tonight, once again, I'm ready for my very first threesome 2020. I've got my partners in the house, in the room. But hey, don't go anywhere because I'm going to get them and then we'll get down to business. Call your friends, your family, your siblings, your sister, your brother, your side chick, your side guy, your husband, your pastor, and let them know there is time for us to get down and have sex. Soul Spice is here and I'm coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. Yes, it's still your girl, Soul Spice, the sex goddess. Let me just say a bit here. See, all through Christmas and New Year, I want to apologize for not coming live, but hey, you know what I did? I've been having sex, nothing else. Like, I practically was having sex like every day. I ended my 2019 having sex and I started my 2020 having sex. It was a goal that I actually wrote for myself. And I feel good. Yeah, while we were praying in church, God help me, this is what I want. I was inside getting something because that's how I wanted mine. Who says you have to be in church? I better go. I did my church, but hey, I had to do the main worship. I crossed over my 2020 during the main worship. Anyway, tonight we're talking about setting goals for your sex life in 2020. I know so many of you, like I can tell you now, like, over 90% of you watching me don't even have that thing on your list, sex goals. You just put on that marriage or family that should be, okay, work on my sex life a year. And it will work like that because your sex life can work at me. Don't worry. I'm here with the best of team to help put you in place. So, let me introduce her first, ladies first, they say, before they had some men. Yeah, she's pretty. She's a mother. She has refused to be like a wife. Wives of now, I don't even understand. Her name is Tolu Afonja.
Yeah.
Right, eh?
Yeah.
Afonja.
That's right.
Afonja. I'm trying to remember.
Afonja, background from Oyo. Yeah,
Afonja. No, Ja. Afonja is like a rapper or something.
Oh, Ja is like a rapper.
Yeah, you
but
see,
Afonja
I know.
Afonja is the warriors of Oyo.
Ha! She's gonna be a warrior again. Trust me. Don't mess with certain people, yeah. So I'm gonna be. She's gonna introduce herself, tell you what she does. I'm not gonna be into that. They will do that themselves because, you know, if it's not sex related, count me out. Anyway, he's handsome. He has refused to date me or be my second husband.
Yeah.
I don't know. He won't date my sister. He will not date me. He won't even be my friend. But hey, he's still my coach. He's still my professor. He's still... His name is Emeka Ezeogu.
Yeah.
Ah, he's handsome, Sha. See the smile.
Oh my
just imagine when you're so angry, I just look at him and he smiles almost. Just melt. You just get wet. JJ. No story.
Interesting.
Ah!
Oh, really?
Interesting. Ah! So tell us, what do you do?
All right. I'm a life coach and a psychologist. I currently head the coaching and academic services at Olushola Land Coaching Academy.
So tell me, how do you want to say all that? There's no single sex in it. How do you expect me to say all that? Yeah, it is well. So, should I say Pastor Mrs.
Now, which one is Pastor?
you know how we do it now.
Yeah,
so tell us what you do.
So I'm a life and relationship coach. I focus on helping engaged couples evolve to thrive together through my platform Before Marriage. And I'm also the CEO at the Olushola Land Recruiting Academy.
Let's see. How would I have said all that?
You'd have said it now. See, you know, you went to school.
If she had said she does sex now, forget it, me, I can never forget it.
You know?
So let's get down to today's business. Talking about setting sex goals.
Okay.
What exactly does it mean to set a goal? Because I've come to realize that some statistics says within 7 to 8% of people, only 7 to 8% of people, 7 or 8% get to bring their goals to realization. The remaining 92 or 93 is just paper. We write it. I used to be like that, so I stopped writing goals. It's story. We try follow able to write goals, but first go to church, pray on it. Holy Spirit, help us.
Resolutions.
And then we'll leave it to God to do. As if it's God that will come down and start bringing it to pass. So what exactly is goal setting?
Right. So as human beings, normally, we live our everyday life chasing goals. It's just that sometimes you're not conscious of it. I set a goal to come here tonight. This is a goal achieved. I mean, you set a goal to be where you went today before now. I mean, those of us who are even watching this program at this moment set the goal to be in front of their screen at 10 p.m. today. We are always chasing goals. It's what we do on the unconscious level. Because as a matter of fact, you cannot not chase a goal.
That's right.
The challenge now is, are you intentionally chasing certain things, or are you just randomly pursuing stuff? Is it by design? Is it by, are you programming yourself to chase certain specific things, or you just wake up in the morning and say, okay, I'm going to see a friend today. And that's the goal for today.
Mm.
So I finish that today. And then, yeah, what will I do tomorrow? And I wake up tomorrow morning and say, tomorrow, I'm going to see another friend. Right? You cannot have something you're chasing. It's practically impossible. If you don't have anything you're chasing, you're not living, really. You're just idling, right? For us to really make sense of our lives, we put goals. I mean, we pursue things. The cheat can be specifically, intentionally choose the things we want to chase. Now, when we begin to intentionally choose the things we want to chase, we've entered into some kind of science, some kind of art of goal setting. Because now we're intentional about what we're chasing. We're not leaving it to chance. We're not leaving it to circumstances. Were intentional.
So when you say they're living to chance or circumstance, what about destiny? You know, we've been trained to know, you are born for something, there's destiny. So, and then we believe that, you know, I'm living my life. If I'm going to be rich, I'm going to be rich. Whether I work it or not. That's what we're trained to know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So whether you go to school or not, if you've been destined to be rich, you'll be rich. Yeah. But what he's saying, you can intentionally make yourself rich if you work towards it.
Mm-hmm.
How true is that?
Oh, well, destiny. I know that for sure, that if we work towards something, you will definitely get it if you're intentional about it. But in terms of for some people now, they don't work for anything and then they just get rich by inheritance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you call that destiny, that was already destined to have such an amount of money? You know, he was born into the money. Okay. He may not even have known that such kind of money existed. You know, so someone somewhere dies and he just wakes up one day and they say, well, they've given you, you've dashed you this amount of money and all. But then he has the money. Does he know what to do with it? you know, if because he didn't plan for it, you know. So is he aware of what to even do about it in the first place? So in terms of destiny, yes, maybe there's something called destiny. There's something called luck. You know, some people also talk about luck. But in how many situations are we just going to sit down and be waiting for luck or destiny to fall from something else and you're not working anything out? Because the idea is to work it through, to work it out. He said something about chasing something. And the real thing really is that if you're not chasing something, something is chasing you. You know, if you're not chasing a goal, then the goal is chasing you somehow. So even if it is destiny that something somewhere has been ordained that this must happen to you, you're not chasing it, but the thing will come chasing you. And if you don't even know how to harness it and what to do with it at that time, then you're just going to miss out.
No, I think a good question is, do you know what destiny is?
Yeah.
Do you know you have a destiny?
I think I was destined to be a sex coach. I was born to have sex. That's what I believe. That's my whole definition.
I mean, sex is important.
I don't know about any other person, but me. Yeah.
So there are a lot of us who can have sex,
right?
And I mean, as a matter of fact, I mean, if you're not asexual and if you don't have problem with sex, you should have sex. You can have sex. Can you call that destiny something that almost 7 billion people can do?
But they can't do it. Some of us are going to. There's a difference in when you're intentionally doing it 24/7, and when you just get once in a while.
What I was going to get at is really destiny is a bad strategy to base your life on, because you don't know destiny. It's some of the things that you only discover at the end. That, oh, I was destined to be this. You don't know it until you're in it. So why give your life to that kind of chance? What if you don't arrive at any destiny? With goal setting, you can create your destiny.
That's right.
True. I created my own destiny.
Oh,
so I'm not there yet. If I'm like this, I'm still working. When I get there, even my husband will know that he's married. Don't worry. Till then. So let's get into sex. Goal setting. I've only heard of financial goal setting, sometimes marital or family goal setting, educational wise. I have never heard of sex goal setting. Is it real? Does it exist?
Oh, well, so like I went up when you invited me to the show and I put out a post about it. I said, generally, we want to create harmony, fulfillment and satisfaction in several areas of our lives. And there's some 12 critical areas that we usually focus on, of which relationships and marriage is one of them. But one of the core in relationships and marriage is sex. And so if you're going to have to set goals, even in your relationship and marriage, then sex, which is a core of it, you have to look and do a deep dive into it, you know, to be able to enjoy your relationship or marriage, to be able to have that harmony, satisfaction and fulfillment in it. So yes, sex goals truly exist and it is possible to set goals concerning your sex.
It is possible to set goals for sex. How do you, all I know, okay, I know about the wheel of life. Yeah, there's something called the wheel of life. I got to find out about that almost 2 years now. Yeah, the wheel of life, you know. And when I did, I knew that if I drive that car, I cannot go. It's dead straight. Like, seriously, you all need to check for the wheel of life to know what set. Check for the wheel of life. That will tell you if you're alive or you're about to die or you're already dead. Trust me. Yeah. And so after I did the wheel of life, I decided to look more into creating the wheel of sex. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so when I created my own wheel of sex, which I'm still working on, because I felt like, okay, sex is the issue. Yeah, you have the pleasure, you have the oral sex. So today I did something on my page. I always have Truthful Tuesdays, where people come out to tell me the truth. You know what? I'm going to be going on a break. I know you got to hear what's going to happen. I catch you there. Wait. So I'm going to go on a break. And when I come back, I will tell you more about my Truthful Tuesdays. But hey, before that, if you really want to know, go and sign in. Go and check the page at Sex Talk with Soul Spice. I'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. If you're just joining, this is The Sex Show, and all we do is helping your fantasy to reality. This is 2020. Don't even give an excuse, yeah? Don't even waste time. From January to December, all I pray and I wish for you is orgasm, squirting, ejaculation. You know, that goose pimples, that's serious. Okay, so before I went on a break, I was talking about Truthful Tuesday on my page, and I said that, you know, on Tuesdays, I usually do something called Truthful Tuesdays, where I ask people to tell me the truth. So today we actually talked about one thing they don't get or they don't like in their sex life, but they decide to just accept their faith because they've complained and nothing has happened. So few of the messages, there was a particular woman who said she's been married for 6 years, no child, and then she has only had sex, she only had sex 4 times in 2019. After all the meetings and begging and everything. Another one said the last time she had sex was February 2012. And they are still married. They sleep in the same bed. 2012, yes. Yes, yes. And I'm like, if put so spice in that space or more, I would have been dead since. Yeah, I would not even last 1 year. 6 months. Yeah, yeah. Food, I can't even last 3 months. No, it's not possible. It's not possible. You know. Good job. But then the truth about it is, what goes wrong? Yeah. People set a lot of goals. So why do we forget that our sex life needs planning?
I think for couples, most times, they take sex for granted. I mean, the thought is that it will always happen. And there are quite a number of issues around this. And I want to look at this from a professional angle, right? and focus on the fact that couples don't, a number of couples, let me not generalize. Now, a number of couples don't talk about their sex for a lot of reasons. Okay. For example, the man who is not satisfied every time he sleeps with his wife might not want to tell the wife for a host of reasons. The wife who is not sexually satisfied by the husband might not even want to tell the husband for a host of reasons. And because they place these reasons high above the sense of satisfaction they're supposed to get, they allow themselves to go without self-satisfaction. So half of the time, the other party does not know. So, for example, the wife will decide not to tell the man she's not sexually satisfied because she doesn't want the man to feel incompetent. Maybe she has sensed that there is a level of insecurity around her man. So if I tell him that, bros, you're not doing this thing well, I don't know how he's going to respond. Two, he might even think, okay, if I am not doing it well, where have you gotten it well from? So it all drills down to communication. But I'm not even going to that just yet. The trick is to take it for granted. They think it will just happen.
Automatic.
It will just,
have a
life of its own.
Yeah.
They don't tell themselves the truth. But one reason, number one reason, of the top 10 reasons, number one reason why marriages fail is sex.
Yeah.
Number one. So, I really wouldn't care what your belief, what your custom, what your culture, what your whatever it is. The one reason, the top of all 10, the second one too is an infidelity, it's just financial infidelity. But the first one is sex. That's why marriages fail. So if it's not working, it doesn't matter what else is working in this marriage, everything else might fail. I might be bringing a lot of money in. There might be all of the things that are working. If this is not working, chances are that this marriage will scatter. This is the highest reason. So if I am going to make sure my marriage don't fail, I put other things in place, but the first thing I must take care of, the first thing I must ensure is in place is this sex.
So Tony, you are married. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was it like for you? Were there sex plans? Because the truth about them, you know, lie you. All these things I know now, I didn't know before I got married. So I got married with the fact that, you know what, I love this man. Yeah. Not you. Not him. I did. Joe, just fine, you know.
Yeah. No, okay, don't worry.
But the fact that I love him, yeah. I got married with the fact that, you know what, he has a lot of principles that I think I can learn from. Yeah. I got married with the fact that You know what? He's young age-wise, but hey, mentally, he's very old. So sex was not even part of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we ever sat down to say, babe, what's our sex life going to be like? Are we going to do this? What's the limit? You know, what's the don't go area? We didn't do that. But somewhere along the line, when I started learning things, we started opening up. We started saying things that we didn't know, or the things I thought he didn't know about me that he said he knew before he married me, or the things I knew about him I thought he didn't know I knew, you know, and then it made a lot of sense to me. So were you ever in that space? Did you talk about sex before marriage? Because I didn't, but I found my way.
Yes, so I've been married for 16 years now.
Eh? Again?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say six?
1 and 6.
Yeah. So I'm half your...
Well, I don't know how much of it. But then, back to your question. No, I didn't know these things too. And that's because even back then, no one was talking about it. Mm. Yeah. You know, the exposure, even the exposure we have now is a lot more than what we had, you know, about 16, 20 years ago. And it was even based on this, as in some of the things I wished I had known, you know, before marriage. That was what... some things that made me to focus on working with engaged couples. And there's no how in the curriculum, you know, sex is a topic on its own that has to be discussed. In terms of talking about it, even if, so he spoke about the fact that if you talk about it, you feel this way. If the other guy, I mean, if your partner talks about it, you feel that way. So it's not a comfortable discussion. No. It's a hot topic. And that hot topic, you can use 3 years to plan how you're going to talk about it. True. Especially if you already have an idea of this is how this person is. This is how this person will take it. Assumptions come into play. All manner of things restrict you from eventually having that conversation.
So what about those who talk about it? Because a lot of people on my page today kept on saying, I've talked about it, you know what? He just won't listen and I'm tired.
The thing is, how are they talking about it? You know, how are they presenting the situation to this person? I was, when I posted... on my page that was going to be discussing this topic today, somebody reached out and said that, do they plan it? It's supposed to be so spontaneous now and everything that does. But then I said, really, that the thing is that you just want satisfaction. The person going into it just wants to be satisfied without thinking of the other person, especially married, because it is almost a given. And where the woman has been told to submit, and we'll just submit now, without actually deriving any pleasure or fun or anything in it. And if you talk about it, as he said, it's like you're questioning your husband's authority or capacity or ability or everything, you know. And so it's about, right now people are now talking about it, but how are you even having those conversations with your spouse for those that are not fulfilled? And how are you going about getting the help that you need? Because a lot of the issues related to sex and in setting sex goals is not really about the act itself.
Yeah.
It's about other things surrounding the two of you coming together. You know.
So
that's what determines the dynamics in sex. You know, it's not about the fact that I've spoken about it. I don't like it when you ejaculate prematurely or something. I don't like it. You just, you know, do that. No. You see, they have to go deep into the source. And then they begin to set goals around that such that they're able to help themselves to be more vulnerable in the act and enjoy pleasure and fulfillment in all of that. Yeah.
Okay. So I usually say sex is never the problem.
Yeah.
I have come to, you know, in my few years of doing this, I realized that, you know what? The fucking itself is not the problem.
Yeah.
But they tell you, no, he's not good in bed. He doesn't give me head. Mm-mm. And I realized that is not the problem. Why is he not giving you head is the problem. Did he give somebody, did he do it before and he didn't like it? Or has he been told never to do it? Has he been told it's unhealthy? You know, so there's this friend of mine whose husband is a doctor. And so because he has dealt so much with treating people's vagina, head is a no-no for him. He has never tried it. He doesn't want to try.
But he can't even
because
imagine.
He has seen he people give head himself. And have blisters. He has seen people give head and they have to take drugs. So the mindset of what he has treated alone, the wife has done everything. She's clean, goes for waxing, don't even try to make him drunk. And you know, I would rather die than put my head here. This same place I cheat every time, you know. So how do you deal with it? Because you can't set a sex goal when you don't even know what to do.
I mean, one of the things that is very true, you can't set a goal that is 100% outside your control. That's where setting a sex goal violates a major role in goal setting. Because setting a sex goal is dependent on your sex partner. In quotes.
Yeah, part of it.
A very strong,
a strong part of it. Yeah.
But no, they say don't set a goal outside that is your outside your...
Setting part of achieving a sex goal depends on what your partner does. The role your partner plays. So that's why I'm trying to make sure we come to communication towards the end. But deal with the whole goal setting on the personal side at the beginning. So people come into relationship, every kind, marriage relationships with certain mindsets, right? There is the randy guy who's always been ramming. And that's where that's how he has demonstrated his sexual powers. So he feels that it is in the ramming that he's showing the lady, look, you are dying, I'm killing you. But the he particularly meets a lady who wants to be taken a longer journey, who wants to be carried to a point before you can even turn around.
Yeah.
Now, I'm trying to paint the picture well.
Paint it well up.
You said they were dating and the ramming made sense.
Okay. I'm going to hold him there. You know I don't have to catch you. You are not going anywhere. You want to hear the story, Abby? You want to? You're already painting his head.
They're painting the picture.
They're painting. The way he was ramming. Don't worry. Keep painting. Because I'm going to hook to you there. In short, do me a favor. Paint to the end. When we come back, we'll mark it whether you're right or wrong. Oh, this is going to go on a break. And when I come back, we are going to keep painting and ramming. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. How have you been? Yeah, have you been turned on? Have you been wet? What have you been doing since? Me, I've been having a threesome. I've changed positions several times since. Were we not having threesome?
An interesting one.
Discussion song. They will not agree. Me is threesome. You know how we do it. If there's no threesome in this studio, nothing can happen. How do I get to turn you on? How do I get to be in the mood? I don't get kisses. I don't get romance. I don't get anything. Ha. It's not me. So before we went on break, tonight we're still talking about setting goals for sex. And now they've made me realize that they've changed everything for me, that you cannot set a goal for sex because there are a lot of things. Yes, you can, but hey, the factors around it. It's like trying to swim in an ocean. That's the truth. But hey, before we went on the break, he was telling us a story, painting a picture in our head. And so have you finished painting? Let's see if your painting is the same thing. We want it had in mind. So let's.
So I was bringing up the illustration of a guy whose instruction, his body of knowledge on the subject of sex, when you meet a woman in Rama, it's the force, it's the power that tells she's crying.
That's what's supposed to mindset.
Yeah. Right, and he's dating a young girl. And they had sexually active in the course of their dating period. And it made sense then. The ramming made sense then. And now all of a sudden they're married. And the ramming no more makes sense.
Why does it not make sense if you made sense before?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what most of us have, yeah?
You know, the average person, when you ask him where he goes, he or her, he or she, wherever they are, where they go to get to get instruction when they want to spice up their sex life, the first place they call is porn.
Porn is our teacher, we know. And did you hear the story that Nigerian women were the highest visitors at Pornhub? I give it to you. I'm bringing people for you on that day.
Over. Now, the problem is, now, as crazy as it is, people don't want to take that. Porn is making.
True.
It's like Hollywood. You've got to watch it. There is a set, there is a plot, there are enhancements. All of this you don't know about. And you just see it. Alright? And then you see that and you're going to play it out with somebody who's not gone through that training. Who's not a professional actor. Who's not under the influence.
But what do they watch together?
I get that.
Okay.
They watch it together, and I have cases of this one. That one is, these are cases I've had to deal with.
Okay, because okay.
Of so, cases of, we watched porn together while we were dating, but now I'm married. I think I showed the last time I was on the show. I've gone from being girlfriend to being wife and being mother.
Yeah.
Two levels of separation.
Yeah. And the man is still
there,
man.
The man is still there, so I can't watch porn anymore. But he's seeing new styles.
Fabio.
And I'm not catching up. But the truth is, as we mature, as we mature, a lot of influence comes on us to alter our behavior.
Sure, I agree.
And most times, it's personal. Mm-hmm. So our values evolve. A lot of things about us evolve. The things that once made sense, that once fueled us. Mm. We could just get in the room, get naked,
and just do porn.
And then we go to class. Are we?
Yeah.
But now we're married. He's got to go to work. I've got to go to work. I can leave a porn image on my mind while I was in school. I can leave it when I'm at work. Dynamics. Life had called us to change. If you ask the average person where they get their lessons from, it's porn. It's like saying I'm learning to kill people by watching an American film. I'm learning to be a soldier by watching... You see a lot of you know, place a whole lot of unrealistic expression. I mean, expectations on the other person. You're expecting her to be an actress.
And to moan and scream and shout.
She is your wife. She can be that if that's what she wants to be. Mm. But you are expecting her to be that. That's not who she is. So you set a goal that this is how I want my sex life to be. I want to be like that guy who rams?
Who did 50 shifts?
Exactly.
And
your wife is not that person. It's not the other person who's open to dominance, who's susceptible, who's malleable, who's bendable. She has to walk through her own process to arrive at where you're going to or where you're at already. And then these expectations clash. And you say, no, she's not satisfying me. She's not satisfying you. Two of you are in different planets already. The challenge is you're learning something she's not learning, and you're learning from a reality that is not like yours. There is a progression with porn, and people don't want to talk about this. I'm not saying it, but I'm not here to talk about porn really. I'm here to bug goal setting. But where do people get most of their goals, sex goals from? It's porn.
In the lift, on the stairs, in the car, on the bonnet.
You want to have it with somebody, not to yourself. That person you want to have sex with on the bonnet, in the bush.
Is another person from another world.
Wanting to have sex in the bed, on the corner.
So I remember somebody, we had a show about different places where you've had sex. And I remember a woman called in and said, you know, it was during this Boko Haram issue. He said, they came, they were killing people, they were actually having sex when they came. And so they ran into the bush and they had to finish the sex.
Wow.
In the bush. Wow. Yeah, he finished the sex before running. Wow. And like, sex was it was very funny that day.
Wow.
Like, he had to finish in the bush first. They knew they might die, but at that point, they just wanted to free them.
Before they die.
Enjoy life.
Do you understand? Enjoy life to heaven or to hell.
You know, and they move on together.
Right.
So, yes. All of this, like I was saying, all of that information we bring in mess up what we have of our sex life. All right. And the down part for the lady who's always been rammed before she got married and got tired of being ramming and just want somebody to really, please, let's make love. I mean, I don't want to fuck all day. sometimes I really want to feel all of this, right? Is that she can't tell the Rama that this Ramin isn't working.
Why can't she? She's supposed to be the wife.
Exactly.
So it comes back.
To comes down to communication.
So how do we deal with it, Tolu? How do we, if we are saying, okay, setting the goal for sex might be almost impossible because it's, I need another person in the picture. Is it right for me to say, okay, before we set a goal, we sit down together and set a goal together?
We're talking before we came up here. A major part of it is connected to the fact that your partner is also on board with you. There's also a part of the individual as well. So I'm setting the goals, okay? But then I need to know what the issue is. I need to be aware of what is going on with me, whether I'm all right at all. Okay, so if I'm the lady now that doesn't like, that is using the excuse of children, I'm a mother, I'm all of that, house chores and everything. You sit down and introspect that, okay, is this really all of this, or there's something deeper that I'm not conscious of? You know, so it's because if this lady feels that sex is important, so it's the husband that thinks it's important, but the lady just may not even see the importance in the first place. But if she feels that it is important and it's something that may, I need to work on this thing so that I can at least enjoy life now, if she feels it's important, then she sits down and starts doing some introspection. Okay, so what exactly is taking so much of, why are my thoughts, why am I so distracted, you know, and then what can I do about it? Okay, I want to be more present, you know, in the bedroom, in the other room or whatever, you know, wherever we're doing it, I want to be present, I want to feel, so she's ready to, or she's willing to make herself vulnerable to the process, and likewise for the men as well. So if the man feels that, I know this is an issue and I need to deal with it, first go and deal with your backlogs. Exactly. And then now bring it, sort yourself out, and then now come back and talk through with the other person that, yes, I know I had this issue, I'm sorry about it, now I'm going to put in my best self in making our sex life better and interesting for us.
I think I have a true life for that one. A friend called one night, she was married, called around 11 a.m. to 12. I just saw the call and I didn't take it for some reasons. All right. I'm not taking this call. So the next day I was in the office and I'm like, hey, what's up? I saw your call at almost 12. I said, well, thank God you didn't take that call. Because the way it was doing me, so I was like, well, what's up? And then she goes on to say, look, my husband just don't do, I'm a very sexually active person. Right. And there is a faith barrier for the two of us. Right. But he doesn't just do as much as I want him to do. That will be the one begging, and he will now finally come and just do one round and just go. And I'm like, okay. So what do you want? He said, I want the guy to do more. I said, the guy can't do more. He can't do more than he's doing. You have no control over what he does. What do you have control over? Tell me about what he wants you to do with him, how he wants it sometimes. He's not as crazy as you are, I get that. He's not into some of the stuff you were into before you got married to him, I get that. But what is it that when you two are having sex, what is it that he wants? All right. And then she said there's a particular position he wants, but it hurts her more. Okay. I said, fine, you got leverage.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. I would like to apologize for what just happened. You know, things happen during sex. You know, sometimes you can fall off. Sometimes your knee can hurt. Sometimes I can just bend the penis the wrong way. Ha! My hand no dey there. But anyway, you know, with sex, we always get back on track. Nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us from ejaculating. They know. Nothing can stop us, women, from getting our orgasm and squirting. Whether light goes off or not, whether he comes or not, those who know how to do it, knows how to do it. If you know what I mean. For those of us who understand. But hey, to all those saying, my husband does not allow me to get orgasm, auntie, I always say it's not his fault too, because he's not the one that has a vagina. It's still you. Anyway, so we're still talking about setting goals for sex. How real is this? How possible is this? Yeah. Okay. And so it's time. I want to give you the opportunity. Maybe I'm still thinking, am I in the mood? Do I want it? Do I not want it? Okay. Let's give it a try. Yeah. You can call in. The number is right there on your TV screen. The number is going to be calling your, the number is going to be put on the TV screen very soon. Text messages, WhatsApp messages, and maybe calls. If I'm in the mood for calls, not yet. Those of you calling them, I'm watching you from here. I can see the phone buzzing. Don't call yet, so you don't have time for calling. I'm still in the smooshing and fingering time. When I get to the ramming time, like I've learned today, then I can start calling, so I can ram you with my own voice too. Anyway, keep sending your WhatsApp message. Ask them all the questions you want to ask them. If I have to see them outside there, I have no deal. But hey, now you have them. Use them. Finish them. As many, see, I'm ready to use them and use as much as I want. Ha! So, Coach Emeka, you were still talking about setting goals and how personal lifestyle or issue comes to play when it comes to setting goals.
You need to resolve that part. There's a part of setting goals for sex that you need to resolve for yourself if it's personal. But when you really, really need to get into your sex life with your partner, your spouse,
yeah,
the two of you have to work on that one.
So I want to find out. Let me break it. I want to find out. Now, what happens when... So a lot of people, from the story I got today, won't have oral sex.
Yeah.
Suck my vagina. The men keep saying no. So some went as far as saying, okay, you know, I used to give him head, you know, but I realized that he's never going to do mine. A lady even said that she only gets head when she makes him drunk. So she has to probably spike his drink to know, okay, when he's drunk, he does it. But when he's in his senses, he's never going to do it. So how do you make your spouse, because I know this affects a lot of people, how do you make your spouse realize what is important to you? Because a lot of these women have had oral sex before marriage. I'm sure that's why even the Bible said don't have sex until you get married. Because you want what you know.
You'll
get.
Be enjoying.
You'll go and do it.
You'll not have too much history.
Do you understand? And the reality is not even giving you what you want.
Exactly. So just wait so that you can back up.
And then so wait, but even that waiting.
Everything you've
I don't want to change. I don't want to divert. Because even that waiting itself, a lot of people are getting the weight I do.
Everything you know about sex, you learned it.
As then you can say it's now your destiny that Makamu Abi.
Destiny.
It's best, right? When both parties walk through this together.
Yeah.
There's a level of honor. If I don't know how you marry somebody you cannot be vulnerable with, how you can get naked with somebody and you can't tell the person stuff.
That's my issue. So the nakedness is not just in the
Yeah, it's everywhere. I mean, I bear my mind.
It's unbundling yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's secret secrets, too.
Yes, and that's what we take into these unions, into the marriages. Mm-hmm. So even in having the conversations, for example, even before marriage, which they don't have such conversations about, and then in the place of marriage, you know, it's about, am I ready to talk about this? You know, am I ready to make myself vulnerable to this person? Yeah. Now, what is your marriage goals in the first place? Is it to be able to commit wholeheartedly to the fulfillment, to each other's happiness, to each other's well-being, to each other's fulfillment? If that is your ultimate goal, then you would also be looking at the ultimate goal in sex, which is both of us should ultimately enjoy what we do and find fulfillment in it, irrespective of whatever it is. So if I have any issues, I will take it up upon myself to go and deal with my issues. And if I raise up an issue with my spouse and he on his own, or he or she is really, has already committed to enjoying fulfillment and both of us being happy in this marriage, then if I speak to him or her about it, he will now think about it and say, okay, what can I do to so that both of us can enjoy ourselves on this journey that we are on together? So it's really because sometimes someone is still being selfish because there's help. No matter what the issue is, you can always get the help. But are you ready to make yourself vulnerable, to realize or to do that introspection yourself first and then to go get the help?
That getting help is a strong word, though. So many people don't even want to get that help. They are not even ready. Because I remember the lady who said she had sex 4 times last year. She said he's not even ready to go to the clinic for him to get tested. They've been married 6 years, no child. And then you're even having sex 4 times a year. And I'm wondering, so where is the baby going to come from? Now, uncle, come and go and do test. He's saying he doesn't have a problem.
And but for such now, so you would ask that, apart from sex, how is the marriage? So is there any other thing that is affecting?
No, they're happily married. You don't even
know. You know happily. Just, happily
in no, as in, you know, we have a social media marriage.
Yeah.
And we have the real marriage. Thing. So when you go on social media, you see a lot of couples happy.
Just like the first case, she raised the case of the husband who wants to, who wants to give her head.
Yeah.
There's a reason why he doesn't want to give her head. If we can...
But he can take. It's not the same genital. It's not the same thing.
But the thing also is...
You can get to the reason.
Yeah.
Right, so, it's... Is that what you're saying?
Because that's what gives me pleasure. What do you want me to do? All right? Because that's what gives me pleasure. If I can allay your hygiene fears and all the other fears, all the other things you carry around on your mind, you can deal with this. But the question is, before I run out and see you're not doing or he's not doing what he should do, have I gotten to the foundation? Have I gotten to the real roots? Have I gotten to the program that he's running on around that particular thing? Hmm. So there is a lot of selfishness, I get it.
So now you're saying that for us to set goals now, we have to go first to the foundation. Of each person.
We have to,
of
yeah.
the marriage.
We have to be vulnerable.
And then I can't set goals by myself. We need to sit down together and set goals.
I can set some aspects.
Yeah.
So the aspect that
of you readiness. Want to be conscious okay,
for example,
or intentional.
Yeah, the case of the man.
Yeah.
Right? If I'm going to set a goal to, okay, for our sexual life to be better this year, my wife says she needs to have a head. I need to get to a point where I can give a head. Okay. That's a personal goal.
Okay.
Right? That's me setting the goal.
Yeah.
Right. But the two of us have to sit down and walk through how we want all the parts to fit together.
Mm.
Right. So if I give a head, what do I get? And why are we giving a head and getting a head? The holistic approach to it. What exactly are we trying to get out of our sex life? What's the whole goal? And if we're going to do it, how often, where, all the schedules, the things we need to bring in, we walk through it. But if you have personal issues I need to walk through, personal issues I need to deal with, okay, if you have sexual dysfunctions that you need to walk through, stuff in your mind you need to get out of, almost 90% of all sexual dysfunctions are psychological, right? We need to walk through all that. If you have to see a therapist to fix it, the truth is, if you're not sleeping with your wife or you're not having sex with your husband, you're hurting your marriage. You're hurting your relationship.
Hey. So I would like to read message before I go on the break. Yeah. So this person says, "Hi, good evening. I'm watching your show. My question is not in line with today's topic. You know the rules, right? Yeah. My question is, what can I do to enhance my sex satisfaction? I don't last more than 30 seconds. Okay, so I would have loved to answer that question, like really, yeah, but not on this, not today, please. Yeah, I'll try and see what I can do, but not now, so that we can take real questions pertaining to the topic. Not that your question is not real, but pertaining to the topic, yeah. Okay, I love doggy style. My partner is... All right, it's good. Enjoy, doggy. It's not bad. Okay, so on the issue of sex, my partner doesn't like oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see? But she enjoys giving me. She also easily gets sore during sexual intercourse. What can I do? So in this case, it's different. She doesn't like it, but she can give.
The question I want to ask is, the question just occurred to me. Is the partner a male or female?
Okay. Are you male or female?
Right.
Are you male or female? We've gone to that level in this time that you need to start asking that kind of question.
Yeah. But I mean, if I were to just hazard a simple answer, if the person does, like we said before, there's a reason the person doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So if you can get to the reason and shift the reason, not by manipulation. Not by manipulation. If you can get to the reason and shift it and help the person shift in their mind and look, yeah, you can get there. If not, you're going to be placing a demand on somebody for which the person has no capacity to fulfill. And then you frustrate both of you.
Yeah. Wow. Placing a demand on someone that the person doesn't have the capacity. Like, those words are bigger than what you have heard. So this time we'll be taking a break. I need to sit on it. I need to roll on it. Don't go anywhere because I'm going to be right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the section. Yes, I just finished having my orgasm. We just finished ejaculating. Bear words. Let me put it that way. Just so that his mind will be at rest. So I'm not talking about some people. So I do not go and explain what happened when we were off air. But anyway, we are still talking about setting goals with your sex life. Yes, it's been a crazy one. So now I'm in a fix. Can I really set sex goals? Can I not set sex goals? Do I really need my partner with me to set sex goals? Do I really need to go back home to solve my personal issues? Do I need to listen to my spouse to know what they are complaining about before I can decide to set sex goals? All this has been sexy. Let me use that one. Sexy. Let me know is the word I really want to use. Sexy. Okay. So I'm going to be going back to your WhatsApp message. We have a lot of messages to read. Yeah. This head damn blowjob. Not kiss somebody. So hello, nice show. My babe doesn't love giving me blowjobs. And I really do love it before sex. Also, she freaks out in minutes. And I've always had to finish up in the bathroom. What can I do? So she freaks out and no sex again, and he has to masturbate.
She freaks out for a reason.
That's it.
So why?
That's it. That's what you need to find out.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't like giving you a blowjob, the question is why.
But
I think we have these expectations. You should be able to give a blowjob. But no, I don't give a blowjob. Can you understand that I don't? Or I don't want to give you a blowjob.
Is it when I don't like blowjob?
It's not even about I don't like it. See, so can you get to the why? Then
you begin to.
I get that.
You know how sometimes we think with the halot that you paid for time.
Yeah.
You've got to finish.
Yeah.
So you can go. And the halot too. Now you pay now.
Do and go.
Make a good next customer. Yeah. But this is my spouse, my wife, my partner. The person has a stake that is beyond money in the matter. It is not a financial transaction.
Or the time transaction says something.
It's not something you're saying that terms and conditions apply. No, this is full. Everything is inside this.
But some people have the mindset that, you know what, I've heard the man say, this is my wife. I can't do her anyhow. So he does only missionary. And then when he goes out, the side chick tells him to kneel down. Because the moment the wife says a word during sex, he stands up and walks away. That's the end of sex.
And then there's a problem.
So the girl had to reach out to one of the side chicks that, babe, I'm not fighting you. I need your help. So they met at an eatery, and then she reached out. And she was like, how do you have sex with a man? What are you thinking to do? I need to learn from you. I said, nothing. That she just controls him. He loves to be controlled. Kneel down. Suck me, slap me. But like, eh? And then she got home and asked her, this is what you like with her. Why not me? He said, you're my wife.
Mm-hmm. So that's his, he has some beliefs.
It's a program.
Concerning, yes, he's been programmed.
That's a program. So he brought
about
that
how to text the
if
wife.
I won't, it's not better I just divorce him and just be a side chick.
This is where communication solves a problem.
Yeah.
It's not what you say, like you said, it's how you say it.
Mm.
One of the best work, and I'm going to talk about books because that's my life.
Professor.
One of the best work I read on advanced communication skills for married people in sex is by John Gray.
Send me the book.
I should send it to you.
You know, you know how to do it. I'll leave it for a long time.
It's not what you say. It's how you say it.
Mm.
And I know men are not the same. Some men are 100% traditional. Quite a number of them are set in their ways. I was listening to somebody talk today and say, if you marry me at 50, they don't expect me to change.
Yeah.
Because I've got 50 whole years of programming to run with. Just deal with what you love me the way you meet me.
don't expect anything from me.
Yeah. But really, every time we talk, whether in marriages or outside marriages, we're revealing a whole lot. We're revealing the program. So when the husband says, "You're my wife, I can't treat you like that. I can't," then he's saying something, and that's where she holds.
She's not able to understand exactly
why you think treating me like this would devalue the wife. I'm not asking to judge, I'm asking to understand so that I can position myself to enjoy this marriage. Because it is you who's thinking like that. I'm not feeling like that. Right now, I'm feeling unloved, I'm feeling undersexed.
Mm.
And I'm feeling unloved and undersexed because you have a problem about how you should treat your wife.
Jesus.
So those are the conversations we need to be having, but we expect that sex, like you said earlier, we expect that sex be spontaneous.
Mm.
That he should like what I should like, or she should like what I should want, or if she doesn't want this, whatever. It's not like that.
There's so much assumption. You should know.
That's a word.
You know, it's clouded with a lot of assumptions that we bring into the space and say, but you should know now. He should know. She should know. After all, this person, we see it everywhere, like he said. In the movies.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. Yes, we are still here live, having not yourself, whichever way you want to call it. So I'll be going to your message. I'm going to be reading like two or three so that I will let them answer as fast as possible. You know, now I want quick ejaculation. I want quick orgasm. Yeah. That's the only word I can use. You know how it is. Like, all those 1 minute noodles, man. Please just be 1 minute noodles, man. Answering my question.
Not text.
If you're a 1 minute man, after my question, yes. So this person says, "Hi Pop Central, I'm a married man of about 2 years now with a baby girl to show for it. Really, so your penis they work well. It's good. I used to make love to my wife for almost 1 hour. Before getting married to her, and it's always like." Interval of days, but now we are married and have a child of about 8 months old. I'm not lasting like before, and the sex isn't consistent like before, usually once in a week or at most twice a week. I usually make her squirt before, but being married to her, I really don't get to that level anymore. Please, what can I do to up my game? But I'm not a 5 minutes man. I'm not a 5 minutes man all the same, but I'm not happy with my agility while on it. I had a girl outside to be sure. Why do men do that thing? Try outside. To be sure I'm okay. But I discovered I last up to 1 hour still. After smoking shisha and a bit of alcohol, you know I'm married with a child and I can't do this at home where I have my precious daughter. Really. Please, I need your help because I love my wife so much and I don't want to hurt her anymore. That's one. Yeah. What I like most in my spouse is give me blowjob and she doesn't like it. What can I do? Hey Soul Spice, I don't enjoy sex with my ex-husband. Okay, I didn't enjoy sex with my ex-husband, but I'm in a relationship with a high school sweetheart who is a widower and we have crazy sex together. We never get tired of each other in the bedroom. But he doesn't want to be so committed in the other aspect of life. What should I do? So there you have 3 messages.
I'll take the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I said earlier on the show that as we move from one phase of life to the other, factors come to begin to influence us and change us. So first, when we were not married, there were a lot of things we had to care about. A lot of realities that were outside us in that moment. It was okay to go 1 hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without any substance.
Food deal, sex, and stuff.
Now you're married and you have a child, so much is happening on your mind. I'm not even going to say there is a drug you can use to get better.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if it's not your mind, then it can't be your body. Mm. If it's not your mind, it can't be your body. There are two things I'll suggest you do. Thing number one, if there are things on your mind you need to shed off, shed them off. Thing number two, tell yourself the truth about your current reality. Before marriage, sex was priority because there was no other thing. After marriage, sex is priority, but there are other things that are heavy priorities.
Mm.
It's possible that the next phase you're in has shifted something with you. And yeah, you might want to say, okay, but I went outside and I could still pass something.
Remember, it was under influence
of alcohol and shisha. We're desperate to prove to the person
that you are better,
that you are good. Right. So there are other factors than stating that. Just tell yourself the truth. The reality, the present reality I'm faced with now. Yeah. Is it possible you can impact it? Fine. Is there a mix in my relationship with my wife now? There's a child in the mix. Is she coming tired? Is she coming? There's a lot you need to analyze about this before you come and arrive at the fact that you're still being the man you were before.
Mm-hmm.
And if after all of this analysis, you come to a solid conclusion as regards what's causing it, and it is not your body.
It's not on the side like before.
They have only one child now. An 8-month-old child.
Do you know how long they've been married?
Okay. I thought I could pick a 2 years from that. From the message.
Two years.
Yeah. So it's not like it's a 10-year gap or a 15-year gap, or he's gone into middle age and he's beginning to have the crisis that affects everything. There is a major change.
Mm.
Like I said, over 90%. 90% of sexual dysfunctions is more psychological. It's not biological, really. Something is happening in your mind. Something is happening in the environment. If you can pinpoint that, you can reduce it. You can go back to being who you were. But the reality is, the real question is, would your current reality
take you back there?
Would your current reality allow you to stay on now for 1 hour?
But that's where being intentional comes in. That changed my life, though. So let's talk about the blowjob. She doesn't like blowjob. What can he do?
So she doesn't like it. It comes back to communication.
But he loves it.
Why doesn't she like it? You know, what is the commitment to each other? You know, in terms of, and I mentioned it earlier, in terms of enjoying ourselves and getting fulfillment from having sex.
Mm.
So have they spoken about it? Yes, she doesn't like it. Why doesn't she like it? How can I help you to like it? How can I help you to, whatever it is, if he has identified why she doesn't like it, then it's now, how can I help you to like it? What can we do about it? Without pushing it to her that, well, you need to go and do something about it.
Mm.
And then that would help make her put her on the defensive.
Yeah.
You know that, so it's me that has the problem now. Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. But if it comes from the big, okay, so tell me more about this thing. Why don't you like it? What can I do to help you like it? Or what can we do about it?
Mm.
You know, and you're gradually helping her to, you know, peel off the onions or the layers, make her vulnerable to go deep to tell you exactly what the root issue is, and then be able to sort
that. Okay, so this one says, we see our word about relationship. Her ex wasn't good in bed, but the new guy is good, but he's not ready for other commitment, just the sex life.
So what are the other commitments?
I'm sure, I want to believe she's talking about marriage.
Yeah.
You know. But the guy.
My challenge is a very simple one. There's something you call modular relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you have this a modular structure, modular refinery. You fix the frame, but the parts, the components are movable, such that you want to reset the room, you just reset it relative ease. It's a modular room, it's a modular space. We select the personalities of the people we relate with. So, for example, I want to relate with the Soul Spice, and I could choose a particular personality to plug into. Without necessarily having to deal with the whole person.
Mm.
So I just plug into that one personality. And I stay there for a while. And the truth is, I went
without being attacked.
Exactly. Yeah. So what has happened in this case is that the person had plugged into her sex. It's a modular
relationship.
Just plugged into the sex. It's a modular relationship. I'm just inside this space. And the thing with modular relationships is we can reset. I can detach and beat out too much hurt.
I'm sure that hurt is the middle thing. Yeah, it's like being a widower and
someone that has an ex.
Yeah. So the challenge is she needs to get to the reason why he just likes to plug, or he has chosen only to plug into her sex life.
Mm.
It's exciting for the two of us, but I want more than this. Yeah. The truth is, if we can't go farther than this, we're going to hurt each other.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Except we want to keep telling ourselves a lie.
Yeah.
If it's a full commitment, I want, because they're in the component of love that is pure passion, erotic. So commitment is out of it, and I think intimacy is out of it. So there is a passionate component to their love, but there is no intimacy, and then there is no commitment.
Yeah.
It is the wild wind love. That's
why it's
moving.
Just a matter of time.
Will blow, blow, and, you know.
So there is a reason he's not wanting to plug into her intimately and plug into her commitment-wise.
Yeah.
If there is a fear, the statistics on failed marriages is crazy. They get worse at it. So you have a 60% chance of succeeding in a second marriage and a 73% chance of succeeding in a third marriage. So the more they try to do it, the worse. Because every time they meet someone, they're bringing
the baggage back. Yeah.
Mm. So it's the failure of the old guy or the old woman that they are looking forward and rehearsing or rehearsing in the new one. And the moment they see it, they break real fast because they don't want to be caught again. So if she can get to the fear, if she can allow him or allow herself talk and be vulnerable enough to get him to a point where himself can be vulnerable enough to share, look, this is the reason I'm not going further.
To make it better.
So if I can fix that, if I can fix it, please plug out.
Okay, so someone says, thanks for the response, sir. I hope to reassess. I'm sure it's that man that went to 3-1-hour outside. And thanks for the response. I hope to reassess my current situation as suggested, and I'll give you feedback as event unfolds. Shalom. Thank you, too. Shalom. So this one says, good day. Okay, probably it's day. You see things differently. So I do it. You can see lighting in your stuff. An amazing show with a deep insight into science and art of sex. Thank you for being there. My first time following this apt attention. Setting goal for sex with my partner. It will take humility for a typical African man to discuss this with his spouse. To enjoy the art of sex, we must talk, Sha.
Mm-hmm.
My lovely wife and I do all the doables to enjoy the sweetness of sex. That's how you use sweetness. You go like sweetness, yeah. Thank you. So his own is going to take him. It's going to be strong for a typical African man.
It's a cultural factor.
It's the environment, as in, and we mentioned it earlier about the fact that the typical African traditional man, you know, he's African and then traditional about it. It's because it's a thing of pride for them that they have been able to catch their prey, and their prey is submissive to them. And so who are you to come and tell them that, oh boy,
like this,
we are not all right, we are not, you know, I'm not enjoying it. It's are you challenging my, you know, it's a challenge for them.
And it's worse when the girlfriend is saying it's good.
You know, so it's difficult, but at the end of the day, what are you looking for? What are you seeking for? You know, do you want to have a relationship where both of you can enjoy yourselves and be free with one another and be vulnerable to one another? Or do you just want to be Lord and Master, King of Kings, you know, and you don't want to listen to anything, you know? So, and that's where the friction begins.
There you have it. Yeah, I've got a lot of messages. I really do want to read this, but hey, you know, I love suspense, yeah. So that you have to learn to bring out the pennies and rub it again before you start all over again. So this is the time you have to take it out. Take a stop. Let's start all over again. So on this, I'm going to take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to insert it all over again. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. Yes, in case you're just joining, this is The Sex Show, and all we've been talking about is setting goals for your sex life in 2020. Okay. So I'm going back to my WhatsApp message. Yeah, WhatsApp and text messages is what I've been taking for the past few minutes. Yeah, so the person, good evening. My question is, how do you handle a partner with whom you set a set goals and want to keep it no matter what? Even if you are ill or stuck in unnecessary Lagos traffic longer than the usual, say 5 to 6 hours. So which means, I want to believe what he or she is saying is, they set a goal to have sex, probably have sex that night, and then the traffic is way beyond time, but they still have to have sex. That's one. Yeah. Okay, she likes sex, and I can do 4 to 6 rounds.
Okay.
I can do 4 to 6 rounds. Okay, this message is not complete, but I'm going to read it. She likes that I can do 4 to 6 rounds. The first round lasted 15 to 20 minutes. But subsequent round, about 45 to 1 hour, she loves it. But I'm still missing the BJ I love most. I try my best to convince her to do it for me, but still she doesn't like it. And I do trust she doesn't like it. It's really disturbing me. The worst is what I'm scared of. I don't know what you're scared of. Okay, so your message didn't come in complete. So I really don't understand what you're really scared of. But hey, all he's saying is she loves plenty round. She can go as long as she wants. But blue job.
Is the issue. Like, so it's back to why doesn't she like it?
What's so if she doesn't give a blue job, can't we do a hand job?
My challenge now is how many of oral sex messages have you gotten so far?
So the major message I get most times is erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
Quick ejaculation, erectile dysfunction, and oral sex. Those three. I can say those are the three major sexual problems we have. I won't just say in Nigeria, because we have people outside Nigeria, but those are the three major things I get most times in almost all marriages or relationships.
Why I'm asking the question is, if it's a recurrent thing, I mean, I want to narrow the sample size of the audience. But if it's a recurrent thing, then there is a cultural shift.
Yeah.
A subcultural shift, let me just call that a subcultural shift. Which will now inform that people like who does pre-marriage counseling will have to begin to help this younger generation getting married, understand that this is a shift.
But then we also have pastors, because I've had guests on my show. There was a time I had a guest. So one said, the pastor said, do whatever you want. Whatever both of you agree is what the Bible said. And then the other guest said, the pastor specifically told them that oral sex is hellfire. And so when he got home, he sat his wife down and told the wife, see, let me tell you, you either pick your fire or you stay with me in this marriage and we'll go to your fire together.
So I'm not even going to try and theologize.
There's no need to go there. Yeah.
No, don't go there, because we'll sleep here.
Yeah.
On this matter.
But if people are beginning to raise it, like I said, what we know about sex, we learn it. And there is a lot of avenue to learn sex now that is not completely real.
Yeah.
Right. It just means that both parties will need to have to now learn to begin to make accommodations for the things that this person has learned and brought in. I might not be able to go all the way. I was going to say something about the other time, but I just thought it didn't make even matter. People who really do porn understand there is a progression to pornography.
Yeah, sure.
And when you consistently use that as your benchmark, your screen for setting goals, you are going to keep altering, and you're expecting the other person to alter.
Along with you.
So we progress. For example, homophobic men might not watch gay, men-to-men gay porn.
True.
But they're okay with watching lesbian porn. Mm. Because they excuse it away in their mind that I'm learning how to treat a woman.
Woman, true.
Because it's a woman that can handle a woman better.
Yeah.
All right. But then he forgets that there are two women.
Mm-hmm.
And the two women are actresses.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
is not real.
It's not real.
Set to bring viewership. You don't have viewership in your own
sexual life. Would you know there are porn sites that do real things? I'm not going to mention it. It's not my business. But you know, there's a particular crazy woman who said porn is teaching rubbish. And so she created a site where when you have sex with your partner at home, you record live and then you send the pic. I'm not going to mention it. Don't ask me, I will not tell you.
Is it cheat? Is it as exciting
as when you do it to yourself?
Of porn, of the real.
It can't be.
Yeah, because there's a lot of theatrics.
She said that one, you see all the stopping, lubricants, spitting, and all.
So, that's it. So, if these two people are taking this knowledge from different levels, and they're going to come in and want to play it out.
Yeah.
While I will not advise, that's where communication comes in. It's difficult for you to compromise your values, right? For anything. It's difficult.
Mm.
But it's easier when you're a lot more flexible before you come in.
That's right.
Understanding that, look, that guy or that girl is exposed to a lot of stuff. And
that you don't know.
I'm Christian. And I still have like 90% of people that come in for consulting, for coaching, for therapy are Christians.
Okay, let me read this. This one says, "Hello, I'm watching your show right now. I have a question and I seriously need your help. I always suck my husband before sex, and when I ask him to do mine, he always refuses. He has never done it before, and it's something that turns me on. What should I do?" So he still goes back to.
He has never done it before. Has he ever done it to anybody else before?
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
So
yeah.
If he has never done it in his life,
yeah,
he doesn't have the capacity
to do it.
So what do you advise women like that to do?
That's what we're going to. Now have a conversation around this, not as a right
that you owe me,
but as a need.
Because you all owe us.
So as a need for both of them.
For both of us.
Mm. For both of us.
You know? I was thinking about the lady earlier.
Yeah.
Who was like, "No, I will not." And me, I'm like, "What does he want?" So there's a way he likes to, there's a particular sex position that he likes.
Yeah.
But it's painful to her.
Yeah.
And I said, "You've got leverage."
So how what would
you
do at that
point? I told her, how much pain can you take to get what you want? How much pain can you take to get what you want? Because for you it's pain, for him it's pleasure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Pain versus pleasure.
For you, it hurts. It's not like it doesn't please you, but it hurts more. You want it in love. I say, "Can you bear the pain and use that as a leverage to get your 2 and 3 rounds?" He said, "I can try that." And then a week later, I get a call that, we're fixed.
Ha.
So, right? Because now she can trade up something.
Yeah.
But she has to understand his own pleasure. Then be willing to compromise a little so she can get her own pleasure. Right now, it doesn't pain that much anymore.
Because she's
stayed in that position long enough, the body has accommodated for whatever it is that it was hurting before. The cheat is, for this particular one, there's a reason she doesn't give a head. If he's never given it before, he doesn't have the capacity to do it.
For that kind of, for the kind of doctor I complain about, who deals a lot with vagina.
Yeah. So he associates.
How do you change that?
He associates. Giving a head with contacting disease. So he's more crazy about hygiene.
So he needs to do.
If he can understand, if he can be brought to a point to understand that, look, she's clean down there.
Yeah.
She's crazy about hygiene. I can sleep there.
He just needs to create beliefs around it.
And the challenge that one of the things I thought through while talking about setting goals for sex is that the biggest resource both parties need when it comes to setting goals, most especially when they have to introduce new things into the relationship to spice it up, is patience.
Yeah.
So I want the head. Is even for my one day head today. I want a head this month. Or I want a head. This guy doesn't have the capacity to give a head. How do I build it? Except it's a one night stand. But if I'm married to this person or we're in a lasting relationship, well, we've got time. But how much time am I willing to give to helping the person unlearn whatever blocks he or she has had, and then gently bringing him out to the point where in the long run he engages in it and then he enjoys it? Half of the people who don't give head have a reason for not giving head, and they've not felt the pleasure. It's almost like, so if you feel the pleasure of it, I feel that, well, I don't know how other men do it, but I feel that the average man derives some sense of pleasure from seeing the woman being pleasured.
Yeah.
Some sense of it. So if he can see how much pleasure, how much you feel like, boy, you walk, oh. I mean, it gives you some. And if the man is, the man that I know come from an ego place, if he's coming from that wired ego place, he sees it. Look, this is working.
Yeah,
I like to bring her to this place every day. Because if this place, I can place any kind of demand and the check will not bounce. People are different, but patience with the process.
Yeah, there's something I always say in terms of these communication gaps and all the things that surround the dynamics in relationships, and that is, know me, know you, know us. So when you know me, I know me, you know you, we get to know ourselves, and then we can now define the dynamics between ourselves. But the thing is, like I was saying before we went off air, then, that you need a whole person, two whole people coming into a relationship to have a whole relationship. You need two wholesome people coming into sex, I mean a sexual relationship, to enjoy sex. Once you don't talk about it, once you don't know what you know, and the other person doesn't know what you know, and you're not talking about it, then you're hitting for the rocks.
Okay, so tonight has been a great one. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm going to have sex this night. Like, I don't think I'm in the mood for sex, because I need to take all this that I've learned, remove all the things that I felt I knew, and then relearn and unlearn. In short, sex is not going to be possible tonight.
Yeah.
But hey, don't be shocked. When I feel that touch, I'm a baby ready. Okay, so we have come to the end of the show. I want to say thank you to my guests. But hey, before we go, one word to the people at home.
We've talked a lot. Important for the very life of your marriage. Treat it like it's important. Plan for it. Set goals around it. Talk about it. Be intentional. Don't leave your sex life to chance.
Wow. Before you give us the last word, you said something about a goal setting class. Mm-hmm. You know, so when is a goal setting class? You're doing a goal setting class, because the truth is, people need to continue from what we said will not work. Mm-hmm. It's all about bringing it to existence. Mm-hmm. So, when is the goal setting class?
So, it's goal setting is part of it. Okay. It's actually called a life design and mapping program. And it's, there's visualization involved in it. 12 critical areas of life, of which relationship and marriage is one of them, and sex is a core area there. It's holding on 25th to 26th January at the Elishola Land Recruiting Academy.
Okay,
and
one last word to them at home.
My last words, yes. So sex is very, very critical. It is core in any relationship, for any relationship to evolve, to thrive. And it's not something that you leave to chance. So go ahead and do something about it if you want to enjoy harmony, fulfillment, and happiness in your relationship and marriage.
So there you have it. Yeah. So I'm going to say, do follow them on Instagram and get all answers to all your questions that you must have asked. I still have a lot of messages that I just couldn't read. I want to apologize. I will take my time to answer everything personally. So this is what I'm going to say. Do have a fantastic night. Yeah, it's time to get down. It's time to have sex. Hey, I'm not going to stop you. So once you're done having sex, before you have sex, sit down, analyze it. Yeah, life is beautiful. Don't joke with yourself. Like I said, 2020, our year of unending pleasure. Yeah, so you don't have pleasure without plans. Start to map it. Start to prepare so that you know that by December this time, you are still in the mood, like, so spicy. Me, I'm always in the mood. So even when I say I'm going to have sex this night, if they touch me, forget. Almost before.
Yeah.
So, do you have a sexy fight night? Love you all. See you next week.